Praise the Lord. This is Prophet Conrad Bowman of Transformation Ministries, and I'm coming to you live from the Prophet's house. And if you're getting this video, you've enrolled or seeked to be a part of the Sons of Issachar School of the Prophets. That's right. I want to welcome each and every one of you back. There's been so many things that's been going on, not just in my life, I'm sure yours, and also in ministry. And can you believe that we only have 4 weeks left? So this leaves us at week five, actually. It would have been week six, but this is week five, and this ought to be your fifth lesson. We've covered a myriad of different things, including, you know, prophets versus psychics, what is a prophet, all of that, you know, prophetic 101. We've covered your mantles. We've covered deliverance ministry. And we've also covered taking down false prophecy and soothsaying and the enemies of the prophetic. But now we're here at the fifth lesson, and this is where it ups the ante in the spirit. We are at, in your manual, those of you that are enrolled or paid your $75, you have enrolled, and you should see in lesson seven, we're now taking down sevenfold witchcraft. That's right. So many times we think that witchcraft is something that is obvious, but sometimes the strongest forces in the demonic realm operate in subtlety. And if you don't have the Spirit of the Lord, you wouldn't be able to pick it up. And there is a fragrance that the real saints of God have that the other people that are doing other things willy-nilly, or people who are against God, just can't even accomplish. But Father God, I thank you right now for every person watching this. Father God, let them be empowered. Let them be enlightened, God. Let them be transformed, God, by the word tonight, God. Even on tonight, God, I ask, God, that you would put a special anointing, God, of removing the scales from your people's eyes, oh God, and opening up, unstopping the ears, God, and taking the blinders off of the heart, God, so we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us concerning this matter, God. Even on tonight, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the praise, God. You're worthy. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Would like you all to go with me. I'm going to give a little demonstration, but I want you to go with me do we want to start in Deuteronomy? I think we do. You know, in Exodus 22 and 18, it says, suffer not a witch, or in some of your Bibles, it says, suffer not a sorceress to live. And we're going to really, really delve into that in a moment. But if you would go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18, and we're going to start at the ninth verse. We're going to start at the ninth verse. In Deuteronomy 18 and 9. Declares this: when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. My God. Ooh, Jesus. Many times necromancy is the calling up of the dead. But I want to let you know, sometimes you step into the spirit of necromancy when you keep rehearsing the old things and bringing back up old stuff. Let that stuff stay dead. Stop exhuming the dead so you can walk with the living. Amen, somebody. But for all who do these things, verse 12 says, are an abomination. Didn't say they commit an abomination, said they are an abomination when they do these things. Hallelujah. To the Lord. They're an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess, listen to soothsayers and diviners, but as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. My God. Verse 15 says, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst. And even in this scripture, it's talking actually about Jesus Christ. It's actually a prophecy going forth about him even before he came. It says he's going to raise up a prophet like me from among your midst. From your brethren, him you shall hear. Lord Jesus, it reminds me of the passage of the Bible where Mary is talking about them making water into wine. And he says, whatever whatever he tells you to do, hear him, do it. Again, there's another passage in the Bible. I believe it's where Jesus is going up to the Mount Transfiguration. And after he meets with Moses and Elijah in the cloud of glory, in the spirit, he comes out and they hear a voice, and it's the Lord, Father God. And he says, this is my, he says it once again. That's another place where he said it. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 16 says, according to all you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see this great fire any more, lest I die. And the Lord said to me, what they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. Glory to God. And we've seen that many times in the body of Christ, people have made, Lord, help me today, so many predictions and so many prophecies and so many things. It's coming to pass, honey. He's going to give you $700,000. And number one, you don't have the integrity to hold $700,000, let alone God saying it to you. Lord Jesus, you can't manage your $500 every 2 weeks. Why would God give you $700,000? Come on, somebody. God is also in this walk. Before we even delve into witchcraft, we have to deal with ignorance, number one. We got to deal with arrogance, number two. And we most, oh, my God, my God. Lord Jesus, Jesus, help me tonight. Because, Lord, Jesus. It's disobedience. It's not the sin so much he's coming after, but the iniquity in your heart when you won't release it. That's the witchcraft. That's why Lucifer, who is now Satan, got kicked out of heaven because of disobedience, deliberate disobedience, iniquity, stuff you just won't tell to God. You won't give it up. You won't tell God yes. Time to give him a real yes. Hallelujah. From the depths of your soul. Oh, God, I can't even go there. We was in the presence of God today at a service, and God just broke out. He just broke out. And it's something where you can, so many churches I've been to, the presence of God is not there. The preacher of God that's there, he's not speaking in the spirit. He's not preaching from the Bible. He's not preaching from the Spirit of the Lord speaking through him. It's gimmicks. It's politics. And God's shutting all of that down. Because ain't no spirit in the church, ain't no praise there, ain't no worship there, ain't no, honey, you need to run. You need to run from Ichabod and go find where the Shekinah glory is. Go find where the Kabod is. Go find where God is. Not where he was, not where he frequents from time to time, but where he dwells, where he lives, where he abides. Hallelujah. I can't go there because I'll already be in the next lesson talking about prostrate prayer and talking about divine encounters, hallelujah, with angels, the angels of God, and in the prophetic realm, my God. But let me stay on task, Lord Jesus. I want you to think of something. I'm going to read this, but I want you to think about this. Jesus, it's not, Lord, it's not the evil that we think is evil that is coming after us. It's what's alluring that's coming after and ensnaring the church in this hour. And behind that, I know many of you have seen Poltergeist, but behind that light that was calling Caroline, there was a demonic spirit. And you got to be careful embracing lights. Lord have mercy. Embracing revelation. Embracing things that you don't know of. And I don't mean coming from the Word or coming from the Spirit of God, but I'm talking about New Age practices. I'm talking about stuff you know you ain't got no business near. And your spirit picks up on it. Like, God, something told me. Listen to that, something told me. It's God, okay? Lord have mercy. Often God will show me this example, and I want to give this example. Everybody remembers the Wizard of Oz. You remember Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. But the thing is, Dorothy was brought into, and I want you to see this prophetically. Many times God will break down things like that to me prophetically so I can see a bigger paradigm or a bigger pattern of what God is saying through that example, through an everyday example. And we see Dorothy get caught up in a whirlwind. Lord have mercy. And when she was caught up, let me just paraphrase it for all of us prophets. When she was caught up into the spirit and brought into another dimension, she came into that dimension not knowing the fullness of who she was. And because she did not know how powerful she was, she came into another dimension killing evil. When Dorothy came into that other dimension, she came in and landed on a witch. She landed on one of the witch's sisters. Lord have mercy. She landed on something that had been operating in the land illegally. And when you know that a house represents your spirit, learn everything that you need to know about your mantle, because sometimes you're more powerful than you know that you are. And if you're not careful, you will be introduced to a witch when you do not know your real authority. And that's exactly what happened to Dorothy. Let me paraphrase it. You're called to be a prophetess. I'm going to use Dorothy as an example. Dorothy was called to be a mighty prophetess, a mighty evangelist in the body of Christ. But because she did not know her authority or the realm in which she had just been brought into, she came in, killed a witch, came in, and automatically there was a witch that was presented to her as her enemy. But then right after that, there was a witch presented to her to embrace her as a friend. Lord Jesus. See, there's a picture in The Wizard of Oz where she meets the Wicked Witch of the West, and she's meeting Glinda, the Good Witch of the North. And she's standing there, and anytime you read in the Bible, evil always comes out of the North. Read Jeremiah 1. Hallelujah. But Dorothy is standing between. Lord have mercy. Ooh, Jesus. See, we didn't have the power of the blood until Jesus came and set us free through his suffering, through his death, through him learning obedience through the things that he suffered. So from Adam's mistake, the blood of goats and bullocks covered the sin but didn't wash it away. I'm going here for a reason. Because that witch that she landed on was wearing, Lord Jesus, was wearing those ruby slippers. Let me paraphrase it again. Prophetically, that's representing the blood of Jesus upon your feet. Wherever the sole of your feet shall tread, the feet of authority, I shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. My God. But she was walking, Lord Jesus. This witch was walking with authority. Satan was walking with the dominion that Adam should have had. But because of the second Adam came into our dimension and killed witchcraft. He came into our dimension and landed on the gates of hell. And then the gates of hell were no longer able to prevail against the saints. See, as long as you can't cast out the devil, as long as there's no dominion in your life, as long as the kingdom of God is not being made manifest in your life, honey, the gates of hell are prevailing against you. But when he brought all things into operation, all things into alignment, all things into purpose, all things, oh God, back into the origination of the dominion, Lord Jesus, and even greater than he gave Adam, that he gave and bestowed upon Jesus. Now, Lord Jesus, we can walk in that authority. And all of a sudden, the authority that was upon the witch's feet appeared on Dorothy's feet. And the witch said, give me those back. And Dorothy had to acknowledge, hey, honey, these aren't yours to take. And then you have Glinda, the good witch, on the other side saying, you can't threaten us. You have no power in this dimension. You better leave here before somebody drops a house on you. But what we failed to realize was Dorothy was standing between a tug of war. My God. She was standing between the look of darkness, the obvious darkness, and subtle evil, which was represented by light. I want you to think about this. Who had more power in the movie? I want you to really think about this. Some, I can hear somebody now. The Wicked Witch of the West. I beg to differ, honey. Let me help you. Let me help you. Oh, Lord. I got to give this to you. Jesus. Tell your neighbor, form. Just because it looks like something don't mean it's the real thing. It can be formed to look like God, but that don't mean that it's genuinely God. A form is not the real thing. Just because you got the form don't mean you got the spirit. And let me tell you something, honey. A good witch is just that. She's a good witch. Number one, she's still a witch. Oh, Lord. Evil is evil, especially in disguise. Rebellion, the word says in 1 Samuel, is as the sin of witchcraft. And we often notice obvious evil in the world, but we overlook the form of God, which is not God. It's either God or it isn't. We don't need the sound or look of Pentecost. We must possess and be possessed by the Spirit of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit. Come on, someone. Jesus. See, a good witch is just that. Number one, she fools you into thinking that she was good. And both of you were right. She was a good witch because she tricked you into believing that she wasn't a witch at all. Listen, the bad witch was just that. She was a bad witch. I want you to hear this. Who had more power in that movie? See, the bad witch needed props, and she needed workers and a broom to fly and tricks to use. She needed flying monkeys and all kinds of schemes. They had to write things in the sky, had to bind Dorothy up physically. But Glinda, in order for Glinda, the good witch, to get Dorothy to do anything that she needed her to do, all she had to do was show up in a bubble, float around, and talk, and promise her that she was going to get home. And we got false prophets prophesying, trying to tell you that you're going to get something when God ain't never given that to you. When you have the power that's on your feet, you don't need nobody leading you down no yellow brick road. If you would just walk in the word, if you would just walk in the steps of Jesus, God will show you that everything that you had back there is what you left. Everything that was back there where you were. Honey, you didn't need to leave home to go somewhere else to come and find the power that you already had. If you would just come to your senses and wake up, Jesus, and realize that it was only a dream. The deception was only for a moment. But what I got on the inside of me, God put there, and he put there because I already got power. There's power in you waiting to be used, waiting to be accrued unto you that you don't even know yet. But I prophesy to you after today, you're going to begin to walk as the man of God, as the woman of God that God has called you to become. My God. Thank you, Jesus. You see, witchcraft is the practice, the power, and the use of the supernatural without the intervention of the Holy Spirit. Honey, oh my God, they're so powerful. God, they just work in signs, wonders, and miracles. But is it God? Is it have the fragrance of God? Does it have the purity of God? Does it have the love of God? Lord Jesus, without the intervention of the Holy Spirit, because some of you walking around thinking you got power and you ain't even saved, number one. And then number two, you're walking in so much disobedience and rebellion, you are in witchcraft. And you walking around thinking you so powerful. Honey, you ain't nothing more than a blind witch. You blind to your own power. See, we're going to differentiate what's a blind witch, what's a functional witch, and what we see every Sunday, a charismatic witch. We're going to hit that. If you look up in the Prophet's Dictionary, according to the Prophet's Dictionary, witchcraft is the occupation of the devil's agents exercising his dark powers for the production of his will. It is an institution of satanic priests and priestesses of darkness. Now I'm gonna do this because I want to make sure that this is still recording. Y'all just stick with me. We're live. Hallelujah. I want to make sure that we're getting every minute of this. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go. Witchcraft is a female lust in the practice of spiritism and necromancy. Spiritually, it's the practice of abusing creation for one's own purposes by the imposition of demonic desires upon the will and the lives of others by magic, sorcery, and other occultic means. We see, as I said, 1 Samuel 15:23 says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king." See, many are attracted to witchcraft because of the promise of power over you or another person. They want it because they want more knowledge in something. They want it because they want to be closer or feel like it makes them spiritual when they contact something that's disguised as higher powers, but they're really contacting demonic spirits. You see, celebrities and people get into the media and even certain games and toys that ensnare your youth are sent out of that realm. And because we don't have a real discernment, I say for real in the body of Christ, so many people who have become the priests, even as it says in Ezekiel, they profaned the holy things and made holy things unholy and unholy things holy. But it's time for us to call holy, holy, and unholy, unholy, ungodly, ungodly. Wicked, wicked. You see, there is on the rise a resurgence of ancient ruler spirits of darkness being reintroduced as new things, as new practices, as new revelation. But they are just spirits from of old that have been recharged, re-released, and reestablished because of the sins of the people, number one, because of the lack of the presence, power, and the glory of God, due to a lack of the word of God being preached and performed in a region and in the generations that are here. The word occult, I want you to get this down. The word occult, O-C-C-U-L-T, means in secret and in darkness. And, you know, I hear somebody now. And it works. Occult things work in deception and secrecy. Well, we don't need no deliverance ministry in my church because, you know, honey, ain't no witchcraft going in my church because we don't be casting out devils like that. We don't have no manifestations like that. But let me tell you something, honey. If it don't manifest, you can't identify it. And if you can't identify it and it doesn't manifest, you cannot cast it out. And what is not cast out remains. Help me, Holy Ghost. What you cannot see, you can't confront. And what you can't confront, you can't evict. And when we cast out devils, we bring to fruition the finished work of the cross. Write this down or take note of this. Divination is defined in scripture as a soothsaying spirit. It's a python spirit. It's a tutelary spirit. It's a spirit that protects its prophecies. You better not come up against its ministry. It's going to take your little head off. Ain't nothing humble or holy about that spirit. It is a spirit of false prophecy. See, the words below are various that we're going to name are various different types of divination. You see, the prophets of Baal and Asherah, which were Jezebel's and Ahab's 850 false prophets, use sex, especially homosexual anal sex, and I'm saying this boldly so you'll know, to bring up the dead. Because it said that the seed being mixed with human excrement or human waste brought about death, even down to cutting themselves or bloodletting or tattooing who they belong to on their bodies. Jeroboam priests marked themselves so you can identify them. That's why God marked his priests as looking like the temple so you know where they were going and who and what they represented. What spirit are you wearing? Oh, God, who are you wearing? Who are you entertaining? They also ate body parts. They drank the blood of the people of Israel when they would have massacres inside those temples. You got to do your research. I'm telling you, there's some stuff that has happened that we think is new. We think it just happened. We think human sacrifice just came, is on the scene. We just think that pornography just hopped up here. But it didn't. It is worship to the enemy. Shoot. And the enemy does it by imagery and magnification. So if he can lock your eyes on it, he can get your spirit to start moving in it, to start enamoring it, to start moving in it, to start walking in it. Because that's the gates and the eyes of the gates to your soul. Lord, Lord Jesus. Divination is described as, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. The practice of receiving information, exchanging information about people's fortunes or their futures or their fates or tragedies from objects. The root word to this is the word mancy, M-A-N-C-Y. Mancy means divination. This includes, I'm going to name them, fortune telling, astrology, automatic writing, Kabbalah, channeling, clairaudience, when you're hearing voices like that, clairvoyance, crystal ball gazing, diagnosis by color therapy, looking at auras and healing colors and all that, pendulums, divining, ESP, handwriting analysis, horoscopes, iridology, mediums, mind reading, hypnosis, numerology, omens, palmistry, phrenology, seances, tarot cards, tea leaf reading, telepathy, oh God. Witching with divining rods, water flows, looking into puddles or mirrors, divining, casting lots, sorting, augury, observing bird flight, liver and entrail reading, heptaposcopy, haruspicy, effective only when linked to a live sacrifice, alchemy, metaposcopy, forehead divination, oracles, onomancy, runes, talismans, chiromancy, geomancy, and rhabdomancy are all forms of divination. I'm going to name these. I'm going to give them to you. Hallelujah. And those attached to the class, if you want to know more about this, email me at transformationprophet@gmail.com. We have to take down. God said, if you kill the witch, my people can repent and they'll live. But you got to get rid of the false prophet. So my